Welcome to Small Wins, episode 23. I am your host, Yvan Delia-Lavictoire, and it's good to see you back here. Thank you for the feedback I got on episode 22 on basically having a low risk approach to building a side hustle. It was a bit challenging for me to kind of build an episode around that, because I think the common message around, you know, building and the excitement around building a brand in sports or in, you know, football specifically is, you know, there's a lot of great potential. There's almost a very open market that you can seize. So having that low risk approach might sound maybe counterintuitive, in the sense that you might want to go all in and just, you know, prove that you can do it all. But in you know, when you look at it from a realistic point of view, having that approach is a great way to, you know, get started slowly. So if you haven't listened to it, listen to this one first and then go back to episode 22 and see if this speaks to you. Today, we're going to talk about focus. So I think focus is probably the most underrated tool that you can have to help or maybe to sabotage your side hustle. Because if you have it, great. If you're able to maximize your focus, then that's amazing. And if you're not able to really, you know, find the focus or finding the time to put in your side hustle, then you're just going to keep kind of delaying the release and the launch of your idea. So let's look at, you know, I'm going to, is it five, more than five ways that we can at least find or facilitate the way we find focus in our daily routine. And hopefully that helps in your own journey as you build that side hustle. So let's start with number one. The number one is a classic one. And it's basically about goal setting. I think if you're able to have a big goal or, you know, a long-term goal, and you're able to kind of break them down into monthly, weekly, and almost daily goals, then for you, it's a great way to kind of build momentum towards that big goal. So obviously the big goal is going to be something that's going to be down the road in 90 days. I always recommend having a 90-day goal or something around that number. And then everything else that is kind of, you know, not influenced, but that is driving that big goal is just basically a series of smaller, regular, consistent actions that you can take. When you're setting goals, I think the classic method is to really focus on having the SMART approach, which is this: having a specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-specific goal. So meaning that you want to be able to have, ideally a number or something that you can reach, and that's in a specific time frame. So, you know, in 90 days, you can say, I want to be able to reach this number of traffic visits on average per day, or I want to be able to reach that number of that amount of traffic in 90 days, basically. So you can use the big goal, you know, timeline as your time specific element in the goal setting. But essentially, you know, the more specific you are with your goal, the better or the easier it will be for you to track its progress as you're moving towards that date. So that's one method. As you're breaking down the goals, always just make sure that you're keeping, you know, a sense of, again, realism in your routine. I know we all have other, you know, activities going on in our lives, so for sure, you know, if you're setting a goal that's going to be very, very hard to reach or very, you know, tricky to reach for you, that's also going to mean that you're going to have to be investing the time to make sure that you're reaching that goal. So be realistic about what your, you know, weekly routine looks like, where you can have time to work on your side hustle. Obviously, because it's a side hustle, you might have certain time frames, where you can't really work on it. So maybe that's the evening that you can work on it, or weekends, or maybe a specific, you know, time during the day or during the week that you can focus on that. So keep that in mind. Second one is time blocking. So I was going to say time calendar. That makes no sense. But basically, time blocking is a great way for you to really allow or allocate a specific number of minutes or hours within a week or a day where you're focusing on your tasks. So you have your goal set up. You have your maybe weekly milestones that you want to reach. From that, you want to be able to, you know, set some time aside in your calendar so that you can at least move towards that goal and that those milestones. So what or how time blocking works is really, or the way I do it is I have a Google Calendar, or it can be any other calendar. I'm not sponsored by Google, but basically that's the go-to tool that I think most people use or have used in the past. But essentially what you do is really set some time aside. You block the word says it, but you're basically creating an event on your calendar where you're blocking time. You're making yourself unavailable for other activities and maybe distractions. So having that maybe a visual aid in your calendar also puts you in a mode where you feel accountable and you feel that you need to you have time and that you need to get closer to your milestones. So having that specific time slot or day in the week or, you know, time or 60, 90 minute period in your evenings or whatever it is, having that and you know, also having it visible as a, you know, on a calendar or on a visual somewhere really puts you in a better position to know that, hey, for example, on Wednesday afternoons, I have, you know, from 3 to 4:30 p.m., I'm going to be working on my side hustle, and that's the only thing I'm doing during that time. So that's a great way for you to, you know, at least start finding focus with your idea. Number three is counterproductive. It's going to sound counterproductive because we are in a time where we're multitasking and we love that. But if you're able to focus on one thing at a time, I say this, and I know that I can't at times focus on one thing at a time, but the key, I think one of the keys to success is really if you're able to focus on one thing at a time, then you have, you know, again, maximize your chance of having, you know, optimal focus. It's easy, especially now, it's easy to have multiple tabs open. It's easy to have multiple devices next to you. It's easy to have, you know, seven priorities that you all need to do at the same time. But, you know, in reality, and even if we don't like to say so, but our brain works in a way that we can really concentrate on one thing properly at a time. I know we love multitasking. I know we love maybe doing 2-3 things at the same time. But the reality is if you're doing 2-3 things at the same time, you're doing 2-3 things in a kind of a half energy or half focus method. So, you know, you know you have a lot of things to do. I think we all do. But at the same time, if you're able to really put all your attention on one element or one thing that you need to do, then your chances of really having kind of maximize your productivity at that for that specific task is going to increase considerably. So, and again, it's not necessarily about having one task a day that you need to achieve. But if you have, for example, you know, seven things, or if, you know, I'm exaggerating, but maybe three tasks that's kind of on your to-do list for the day or the week, focus on one at a time. So having that focus on one activity is going to put all your energy into that specific activity. And even, you know, you might reduce the amount of time that you're spending on it. So that might be a great way for you to kind of start building, again, build momentum and, you know, checking your task list as you move forward. Number four. So number four is something that I've added with experience or with how I was, you know, living my experiencing my journey. And the number four is really about staying connected to the game. I know this sounds like a given for everyone. It's something that we do naturally, and that's probably true for the most part. But I realized when I started, you know, working on ideas and working on brands and side hustles that I wanted to build, I was kind of disconnecting myself from the game itself. I was so focused on getting, you know, moving forward in my let's say, entrepreneurial journey and making sure that I was doing all the things that I needed to do, that for some reason I put the actual game of football aside. So I love to play, I love to watch, I love to hang out. And these three elements are still very, very at the core of what I do, and they often help me kind of refocus on what I need to be focusing on, or help me find the energy and the spark, let's call it that, the spark that you can have or that you need to keep building something that you're so passionate about. Great way also to test ideas and discuss with people who are like-minded, who have a different take on things or see the game differently, and sharing kind of that experience or those experiences and ideas and knowledge with other people is a great way for you to also build your own side hustle, essentially. Number five is, I talked about it just before, but basically, if you're able to find like an accountability friend or a check-in group or, someone who's doing a side hustle, even if not in football or it's something else, and kind of build accountability then you're, again, putting yourself in a position that you are going to be investing just a good amount of time to reach your goals. So, finding someone, easier said than done, but, if you have, I'm going to give you an example, but, if you're building something in football, then there's a good chance that you're following other people who are also building in football. So maybe reaching out to someone that you feel might be a good connection, or someone that you have already connected with in the past, and seeing if, hey, can you, like, should we maybe check in monthly or check in every 3 weeks to see where we're at, organize a quick video call, or organize maybe even a spreadsheet where you can just kind of share your progress as you go. I think that's a great way for you to motivate yourself, or, keep at least stay on track or keep on track into where you want to be going. And to be very honest, I think having that friend or contact that you can, or that connection, helps you really find motivation as well. Motivation is another tool that we feel that it's kind of an unlimited resource. But there's going to be times where you're going to be lacking the motivation or lacking maybe the passion that you are to keep going. So having maybe not someone to keep you in check, whether or not you do your task, the other person's not going to be mad at you, but essentially, having someone to talk to and to really exchange with is going to be a great way for you to discuss your progress, but also, talk about your challenges, talk about some hurdles that you're facing, and maybe, who knows, the other person might, have experienced the same thing, and also might be able to maybe provide you with maybe a few pointers or a few ideas, or even ways that you can reframe your challenges and seeing how you can keep progressing. So that's number five. Number six is all about prioritizing your tasks. So you've set up your goals, you've blocked time, you found an accountability buddy, you're staying connected to the game, and am I forgetting something? And that's it. So having kind of the way to prioritize tasks is also a great way for you to focus on what matters. There's something called, there's a concept called the Eisenhower Matrix. And basically what that does is it helps you focus on what's important and what's urgent. So the way it works is basically, or the way I do it is I list my task and then I'll set up two columns after it. And the first column will be, is it urgent and is it important? That's the other column. And basically what that gives you is a sense of, again, priority. So the tasks that are very important and urgent are going to be maybe the first ones that you need to complete. The other ones that are going to be important and not urgent are also going to be considered, and so on and so on. So having that priority, method in a sense, is going to be helping you really focus on what you need to do for your, you know, next time blocking session. So if you know that you have, again, if we're going back to the example of having a time, you know, you block time on a Wednesday afternoon, for example, you know what your tasks are in the sense of that you've set up your goals and you have your daily or weekly activities. So having those weekly activities, when you're able to see what's more important and what's more urgent for you to kind of tackle, ooh, no pun intended, sorry, that you need to address. Yeah, that's better. Then maybe, or not maybe, but surely what you'll realize is that you're really making progress on the things that matter for you. One super basic example is we live in a very content heavy world. We live in a world that is content driven. So for sure, I think our go-to method is always going to be towards building, creating content, you know, building reels, designing crazy visuals, you know, all these things that are kind of very, very time consuming, but at the same time, maybe they're not as urgent as you think they are. So I'll let that simmer in your head and you can tell me what you feel or how you feel about that. But essentially, there's probably other activities for your side hustle that you can focus on before you do the fun, creative, or like, you know, reels friendly process in your life. So having maybe that sense of priority is going to be key in you in helping you ensure that the work that needs to get done is getting done. So just to recap, we have 6 ways that you can find or at least start channeling your focus as you build a side hustle. Number one is setting clear goals and obviously breaking them down. Number two is putting time aside in your calendar. So time blocking, using any calendar that you have on your desktop, laptop, you know, phone and all that, making sure that you're putting time aside during the week, during your available time slot that you can focus on, and making sure that you set yourself as busy so you're not getting other events plan on top of that. Number three is all about focusing on one activity at a time. I know we like to multitask, but if you can focus on one single item at a time, you're going to maximize your chance of being productive, basically. Number four is finding connection or staying connected to the game. So basically, we love to build, we love to stay focused on our side hustle. That's the truth. But at the same time, if there are elements within the game of football that, you know, helps you regain focus, helps you kind of disconnect even, I say stay connected, but if, you know, going to play pickup, for example, for me is a great way for me to disconnect from everything else while, you know, connecting to my passion in a sense. I know that sounds weird, but for me, that's one example. So for you, you might have other things that you enjoy doing, but that's a great way for you to, you know, regain focus and especially regain focus on what matters within your football story. Number five is finding accountability. So I said finding a friend or buddy, a connection, or someone who's doing a side hustle, whether in football or not, to, you know, have regular check-ins, maybe share a spreadsheet of your progress, maybe put some time aside to discuss what you are going through, sharing challenges, ideas, testing ideas even. So that's a great way for you to find focus there. And the last one is called the Eisenhower Matrix, and it's a great way for you to focus on what's urgent and what's important. So those are 6 ways. I know there's probably another half dozen ways or methods that you can have access to find focus. So if you think of something that you are using yourself to find focus or to build focus especially from a side hustle point of view, let me know. Honestly, let me know by DM on Instagram. I think that's where I'm the most active. So let me know and you know, I'll probably prepare another episode around that or share it also on social media. If you enjoyed this episode, by all means, I would love it if you left a star review or star rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. First of all, it's a great way for me to keep going and finding motivation. And number two, it's also a great way for people outside of this space to discover this podcast that I'm doing. So simple way. So having the, just taking a few minutes of your time to just leave a review. And again, leave an honest feedback if there's things that you think can be improved or that you would like to hear. I would love it if you left it in the comments and I can adjust based on that. So that's it for me. Keep enjoying your football story. Keep enjoying your life with the game. Make sure that you're, you know, putting all the right energy to find your focus as you're building that football side hustle. And again, make sure to celebrate all the small wins. Take care.